Wrist holds, police dogs, tasers, foam projectiles are some examples of options for less lethal force that police can use to resolve a situation. But the U.S. Justice Department says Phoenix police employ tactics like these unreasonably. A revised policy detailing when Phoenix officers can resort to violence is designed to better collect and analyze data on uses of force. KJZZ's Matthew Casey reports in the second installment of our series called Policing the Police.
The feds give general descriptions of incidents cited in their report on Phoenix police. So to give the public context, the city built a digital portal with documents, body camera footage, and audio. This is from a construction site where a burglary alarm was tripped days after the feds launched their review.
Phoenix Police Department, searching with a police dog. Come on now or make yourself known. He's going to find you and he will bite you.
A voice calls out and says he is in an adjacent room. But the officer doesn't recall the dog. The reason, according to records, was the man didn't obey commands.
Good boy! Good boy! Get him, buddy, fast! Good boy!
Phoenix police investigated and determined that what happened was within policy. Photos show bloody punctures and cuts on the man's right arm. The feds say the dog bit him for 47 seconds, most of which were after he was handcuffed.
The federal government stepping in is a technical solution to an adaptive problem. The police department needs to want to change for change to happen.
Brendan Mahoney once led a city commission assigned to investigate claims of discrimination. He was also a senior advisor to former mayor and current congressman Greg Stanton. Mahoney says the mayor and council depend on the city manager to run Phoenix.
The city manager is the only person in Phoenix, in charge of the police department.
A request by KJZZ News to interview City Manager Jeff Barton was denied. In a recent statement, Barton said city officials look forward to collaborative conversations with the Justice Department. The feds write that using force quickly is a defining aspect of excessive violence by Phoenix police. But some who wear a badge reject that.
That report, for anyone who has taken the time to read it, is very inflammatory. It uses specific wording to incite certain people, I think, within the community.
Daryl Kripling is president of the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, a powerful labor union of rank-and-file officers, which was against federal oversight before the report was even made public in June.
I don't think we're a perfect agency because there are no such things, and I think we can always do things better. But from that report, it's hard to glean what exactly, you know, what parts are accurate and what parts are left to, you know, they were misconstrued.
The feds say Phoenix police act unreasonably with less lethal tools and don't give people enough time to follow orders. Kripling says there are scenarios, such as arresting a dangerous fugitive, when using too many commands can put officers in danger.
So sometimes it's better to, shock the system of the person that you're trying to take in and disorient them to take them into custody.
Kripling says the roughly 125 incidents cited by the feds happened over a period of years when Phoenix police responded to about 6 million calls. Those statistics, he says, don't prove a pattern or practice of unconstitutional behavior. Still, the feds say the culture of Phoenix police is force first, and the word systemic appears 6 times in their report.
It found that the officers are told they can use serious force to address hypothetical concerns and not actual danger.
Larry Walken is an attorney with experience representing Phoenix and people who sue the city.
One of the things that I've seen for years in my cases, and something that the DOJ recognized, was that Phoenix police officers often use restraints and chokeholds that put people at risk for asphyxiation and suffocation.
Walken finds it surprising that the feds' report hardly mentions labor unions. He says the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association has an outsized political presence that draws attention from the media and the city council.
And it has the ear of the city manager, who is directly responsible for the Phoenix Police Department.
Revised policy organizes use of force into three categories based on seriousness. All incidents will be subject to internal review. The yet-to-be-fully-implemented revisions also require Phoenix police to intervene against misconduct by other officers. Crippling, the union president, says the policy will be good for officers and the community. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.